I'm getting tired myself of fucking my voice and spewing my little opinions and, my turgid little thoughts and opinions on all these things and my little soliloquies, like I know everything and I'm the fucking master of the universe. But have you ever really realized, look at Chris Chan as a prime example. He did everything that I would consider what we call inclusive groups. Like, he was a furry, he was a brony, now he's a transgender. Now, when you think about that, what do all those three groups have in common? Mm-hmm. Now, I hate the word neurodivergent, because that's what, like, faggot TikTok kids use to say, I'm interested in. It just means you're a fucking loser. But Chris Chan went through all of those, and I don't think he did those willingly. He was just a poor fucking kid who had nowhere else to go, so he found these little inclusive circle jerk groups. Like, so I said circle jerk. Oh, I'm a retard. Anyway, like I was saying, no, like, furries, bronies, trannies, they're all kind of called from the same cloth because, you can find a sort of inclusive group within yourself, kind of like in high school. Like, you had the goths, you had the wiggers, and then you had the cool kids, and you had the nerds, and the blah, 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 blah. But the thing about 4chan, especially people like Chris, who were obviously emotionally neglected because, dude, his parents were like well into their twilight years when they had him, which of course explains his autism, because statistics show that any woman above 45 who has a child, he has a very marked chance of becoming autistic and all that bullshit. And, oh, Eric, you're so smart. Anyway, it wasn't my point. Yeah. I think 4chan makes fun of him because it's indicative of what a lot of people in 4chan are. Inclusive little circle jerks to make ourselves feel better. Oh, you're a trap. Oh, you're a furry. Oh, you like this. You like that. Well, we can get together and be lonely together. Stew on that, because I'm going to go have a headache because I drank too much vodka. Ouch. Oof.